Welcome to Real Reiki, Real Life, Real Spirituality. This interactive radio show focuses not only on Reiki, but on all topics of spirituality, as well as self-healing, self-empowerment, through loving and inspiring messages. This show is unique in that most episodes include a free companion meditation designed specifically for the topic we discussed. If you would like to be a guest on our show or have any comments or suggestions for future topics, please leave us an email or voicemail using the voice recorder found on our site. Please help us support the cost of producing this podcast and the subsequent free meditations by scheduling a distant healing session with me, purchasing an online class, or donating directly to the podcast by going to our website, which is www.realreikirealife.com. I am your host, Patricia Keene, ready to love, inspire, and serve you today. Hey, you guys, welcome. In this episode, we're going to discuss how illness can actually be our ally. Many of us healers suffer from some kind of illness, and this can bring a myriad of emotions, some of which are not always conducive to our healing path. And in this episode, we're going to discuss some of the ways in which we might be doing this and the ways that we can help ourselves move forward towards healing when we feel like we just can't take it anymore. And before I begin today's episode, I want to say the inspiration for today's episode goes to Reiki Ray's author, Angie Webster. She actually wrote an article on this exact same thing on the Reiki Ray's website. And it really, really resonated with me because I know many of us healers suffer from some kind of chronic pain or illness. And I also am too. I've made no secret of that in past episodes. So I really hope that this subject resonates with many of you. And I'm going to go ahead and talk about some more of what she mentioned in this article. And if you're interested in the article, go to ReikiRays.com and search the title of this podcast, because that's actually the title of her article. I'm also going to include a link to the article in the show notes, so you can actually look there if you would like for that. And I want to ask you guys, what does the word healing mean for you? What does that mean for you? Does it mean to be free of pain, free of emotional wounds that you're trying to heal? I believe that Angie says it best in her article that our whole journey is the path to healing. And again, what really resonated with me is I knew all this stuff already. But she just said it in such a way that was just like, yes, yes, and yes. You know, sometimes you have all these feelings inside and you just don't know how to articulate them. And that's exactly what she did in this article. So I'm going to kind of borrow a little bit heavily from what she said, because again, I feel like she said it best. So she says, healing isn't an end goal. It isn't something that you achieve and then you are done with forever. It is a process that unfolds and changes. Our healing journey offers us new layers to examine again and again as we grow. And since we are all interconnected, each person's healing journey is part of many other people's healing journey too, often in ways that can't be seen from a single perspective, end quote. Oh, yeah. Yes. I love this whole paragraph, especially the last sentence, because it says, often in ways that cannot be seen from a single perspective. And in spirituality, we always try to find the lesson in everything we experience, right? So when illness strikes, we understandably go to a place of trying to understand why we are ill. And this is why the last line in Angie's paragraph I quoted was really, really something that resonated with me. And again, quote, often in ways that cannot be seen from a single perspective. How many times have we been in the midst of a healing crisis of some kind or some kind of a health crisis of some kind? And we try so hard to figure out what the lesson is that we need to learn. And we can't really see that at the moment. There is a single perspective that is not showing itself at that time. And then maybe down the road, we can look back and say, aha, there were many perspectives, and I can see all of them now. So again, in spirituality, we always try to find the lesson in everything we experience, right? So when illness does strike, we understand, like go to that place of trying to understand why we are ill. And again, we may never know in this life why we had or have to suffer a particular illness. Maybe sometimes we'll know why, but most of the time we don't really know why. However, there are many, many useful tools we can employ to help us deal with the illnesses we face and perhaps understand some of the very valuable lessons we might learn from these illnesses. Okay, I want to talk to you guys today about the F word. Not about the F word that comes to everybody's mind. Get your mind out of the gutter. But the F word I'm thinking about is failure. How many of us feel failure or this emotion when we become chronically ill or when illness strikes? I know I felt it very strongly because I had the expectation that, hey, I'm doing everything right. Meaning I'm doing all the things in life that are supposed to keep illness at bay, like meditation, self-reiki, self-care, inner healing, all of that wonderful stuff. But how many of you feel failure as a result of your chronic illnesses? And I also want to put it out there too, that many of us, including me, came to Reiki, came to spirituality because of illnesses. Maybe not the same illness we're facing now, or maybe it is the same illness that we're facing now. But many of us came to this modality because either we were tired of Western medicine, we weren't getting the answers that we were looking for, our intuition guided us to this path because we felt like it had something to offer, or maybe it was just a last resort. Maybe you had tried everything out there on the planet and you just thought, heck, why not? This won't hurt me and I have nothing else to lose. Whatever that reason may be, some of us came to this healing modality with illness. So again, I want to ask that question. How many of you feel failure as a result of your chronic illness? Do you have those same thoughts that I had? I'm doing everything right. I'm doing all of my self-healing. I'm doing meditation. I'm trying to practice light and love in my life. I send that light and love to everybody I come in contact with. Why is this happening? And sometimes it can really shake your faith when you get to that point of trying to understand. And I'm going to quote from Angie's article again because I feel she says it best in regards to that. She says, quote, "Illness can seem like a monumental failure as a healer. Yet many healers seem to struggle with illness quite a lot. Some of us are guided to healing because of our struggles with illness." That's just like I said. "Some continue to use the tools to help them cope when pain or illness strikes. These both apply to me. And when I began having ongoing health issues again several months ago, the feeling of failure applied to me as well." End quote. It was so nice to know, you guys, that I wasn't alone in how I felt. I was starting to feel like a failure, like I wasn't doing something right, like that I missed the boat somewhere. And when I read Angie's article, I was like, yes, I didn't miss the boat. I am doing everything right. But you know what? This illness, this health challenge that I'm going through is a path to healing. It really and truly is. And have we ever thought that possibly our illnesses are actually something that we need to experience? How many of you have suffered chronic illness or some kind of health challenge as a result of that, view the world differently because of that illness. How many of you have had your lives changed irrevocably because of that illness? Do you feel more compassionate towards others now? I find often that it's in a space of trauma, actually I should say deep trauma, deep health issues, and deep healing that awakens that sense of compassion, deep sense of compassion, I should say, that we start to feel towards others, and it grows and grows and grows even more the more we go through. You guys, I used to be a very judgmental person before I embraced the spiritual path of self-healing. I used to judge people who were chronically ill, labeling them as lazy, etc. And I believe this is my karma kind of hitting me back. Or maybe it's some other lessons I need to learn too, but one of them is that maybe. I mean, I don't have that belief anymore, but I think that's probably a little bit of karma coming back at me. But I believed it was mind over matter when dealing with many health challenges. And I kind of expected others to kind of have that same attitude. I kind of thought, you know what, that person maybe doesn't feel good, but you know what, all they have to do is put their mind to it and they can overcome their depression, or they can overcome this other health challenge that they have, and they can lead a productive and happy and healthy life. Now, there is a little bit of truth to that. I'm not disputing that, but sometimes that's not all that it is. There's a lot more that comes into play. And I didn't understand that. Now, how many of us before we were ill kind of were in that place too, where we would look around at someone that we perceived as maybe weaker because they have so many health challenges and couldn't get themselves to get out of bed, or they couldn't put in a full day's work? Like a coworker would always go home sick or tired or whatever the case may be, and we'd feel a little bit of resentment or judgment towards them. I think illness helps those of us in the healing profession to have more compassion and love and less the energy of judgment. It makes us so that we are actually more of an evolved healer if we can identify with pain and to actually help our clients through it because of this newfound compassion and understanding. How would we be able to help clients through, and some of our tougher clients, some of our more challenging clients, how would we be able to help them if we had zero experience dealing with some of those same issues? And so again, I ask, do we have the same lack of judgment for ourselves when we're ill or in pain, especially as a healer? And Angie Webster continues on. I'm going to quote from her article again. Unfortunately, I found that I came to see Reiki and other healing tools as weapons to shape my body into the state of ease and flow that I desired. I had attached a specific outcome, and in doing so, I had made my own body an enemy and turned the sacred tool of Reiki into a sword against it. My self-Reiki sessions became urgent and insistent, tense. I needed the pain to stop. I saw my herbs as an arsenal instead of energetic plant allies and friends. I soon stopped feeling the energy and the pain increased rather than easing. I stopped sensing the plant energies. I could only hear the pain, and in my grief, I began to realize I had to change my thinking. Wow. You guys, just wow. This is exactly the trap I had fallen into myself. So this really sent chills down my spine. And as you guys have known from previous episodes, I have made it no secret that I have major health challenges. And I know many of my listeners do as well, as I mentioned, and they're dealing with past ones or present ones, or maybe they'll deal with, or you'll deal with them in the future. And how many of us have fallen into that idea of, I'm going to use Reiki tonight to ease this pain. I need to do it. I can't stand this pain any longer. I need this pain to stop. And then become disappointed when it doesn't work, when the pain actually intensifies. You guys, I also felt what Angie did, that my Reiki sessions also became urgent and tense. I was using Reiki as a tool that was not meant to be used for. So how do we change this if we find ourselves using our self-Reiki sessions or even Reiki sessions that we receive from other people as a tool or an arsenal or attaching some kind of expectation to the Reiki session to heal us? I believe, and my thought is, one way to do this is to have an attitude of gratitude. You guys all know that this is my mantra from past episodes. So what Angie had to say in her article really resonated with me because this was something I had to learn myself. And she said in her article again, quote, I remembered that my greatest help has always been to tune into gratitude and to rest in the present moment, no matter what that happens to be. In my greatest moments of pain and despair, when I have felt it might always be that way, those were my saviors. They kept me sane and they even brought me relief and happiness. But that could never be the goal, only presence and gratitude. Pure awareness of what is, end quote. And then she goes on to say, when I returned to this, I was able to begin listening to my body again. I could simply rest into my organs and cells and even to the pain with gratitude. I could listen to the energy of my body without trying to fix it. This listening without the need to fix or change was a beautiful healing presence I was offering to my cells, organs, and tissues. I realized my own body was teaching me deeply about healing and I wasn't doing anything but witnessing. End quote. I forgot to add that part on. I just have to add that on so you guys know where I'm quoting and where I'm actually speaking commentary from myself. So I want to ask you, why would the attitude of gratitude help in this situation? I have a couple of thoughts on that. And one of them is that having an attitude of gratitude raises our vibrations. And I've heard somewhere, and I don't remember where, I think it was one of my Reiki teachers, taught me, and I've read it out there too in the spiritual community, that when we have an attitude of gratitude, it raises our vibrations tenfold. And what a better way to feed that energy to our pain-ridden, weary body than to have an attitude of gratitude and raise that vibration tenfold. Do you guys see what this does? You are actually transmuting the darker, dense energy of pain with one of light and hope. Even if the pain does not go away, an attitude of gratitude goes a huge way of taking you from a place of hopelessness and despair. And it takes you to a place of light and hope. And oftentimes that will be exactly what is needed to shift our minds into a healthier state of being, which is exactly what healing is all about. And one thing that I would want to put out there as well regarding this is the best way to use Reiki is when you have a health issue is to learn to accept your body. Accept and love the process that your beautiful divine vessel is working through right now. Be in the present moment with your precious physical form, even in pain and distress. Honor the divine energy as it works through and in your body. Learn to simply call upon presence and light and allow it to work with you in the ways that it knows to be best. Don't try to control it. Allow it to work with you in the ways that it knows to be best. Surrender and learn in gratitude. And as I mentioned, illness is another teacher on this journey. It is not the enemy. Illness is not the enemy, no matter what you may feel. I know you might have dark days where you feel like illness is the enemy and you're just fighting and combating it. And everything, not only illness, is the path to healing. So that goes back to the title of this podcast, where illness is one of many ways to the path of healing. Ultimate healing is learning and a union with the larger energy of the divine. Accept and love you for who you are. You are not your illness. You are not the medications you might have to take for your illness. You are not ill. Did you catch that, you guys? You are not ill. Perhaps your physical vessel is facing health challenges, but your soul, your spirit, that divine part of you that remains perfect and whole is not ill. Tune into and tap into this part of yourself during your self-Reiki and your meditations. See what your spirit, your higher self, has to tell you about your journey. It is a beautiful experience. And I have put together a meditation using Reiki, and of course I always include adaptations for those not attuned to Reiki, in tuning into your higher self and employing that attitude of gratitude as mentioned in this podcast. So look for that companion meditation because it embodies everything that we talked about in this episode today into a beautiful, healing, and powerful meditation with your higher self. Before I go, I want to mention one last thing. In the last line of the paragraph of Angie's that I read earlier, she said, "Illness is another teacher on this journey. It is not the enemy." You know, have we ever thought that our health issues can also teach us self-love even more prominently than anything else might have? How accepting our bodies as they are when we face illness. I talked about surrender a few episodes back. So if you would like to know more about surrendering, please listen to that podcast episode because it goes very well with this episode too. This is just another component in the healing process. There is surrendering and there is acknowledging that illness is a teacher. I think that title of that episode, in case you need to look for it, is called "What in the Shift is Going On?" You know, because many of us are shifting. And for some of us, illness is part of that shifting. Illness is part of that teacher. Illness is part of that way to show us something else that we might have never learned otherwise. What is that for you? I really want you to think about this week, about that this week. What is that for you? What is it that this illness has to teach you? And you may not have an answer right away, but you know what? Like I said earlier, there are many things that we can look at right now with some of the things that our illness has to teach us that we know already. And again, having that attitude of gratitude for those lessons can make all the difference in the world in our healing path. And there's also a companion meditation to that episode I was telling you about, "What the Shift is Going On," called "Powerful Guided Meditation to Help Assist in Surrendering to Challenging Shifts and Changes and to Cease Resisting Them." So check those out if you haven't listened to them, because many of us are struggling right now. Love yourselves, you guys. Love everything about yourself, even if your physical body is not in a place where you would like it to be right now. Accept yourself. And know that you are perfect where you are right now in this moment in time. You are always going to be perfect. And you know why that is? Because you are divine. Your higher self is perfect. And this is, again, something that we go into in the following companion meditation. Recognizing that you are perfect. And with that, I am Patricia Keene, reminding you to always journey in light and serve with love. Including yourself. I had to add that in there. Take care, everybody, and have a wonderful rest of your week. Namaste. To interact with us on our show, you can submit any listener questions via email or your recorded voice by going to our website at www.realreikirealife.com and using our interactive recorder to record your question or comments there. Your voice question or email may be featured, answered, and aired on an upcoming episode for a truly interactive experience. We also offer free recorded meditations as well as other free stuff. You can also schedule distant healing sessions with me on our website to help facilitate your healing journey. Until next time, I am your host, Patricia Keene, reminding you to always journey in light and serve with love.